pleased that Senator Mike Lee could join us. And in all of the news stories yesterday, when we started getting wind of something was afoot back in Cleveland, boy, the name that kept coming up over and over was Utah's junior Senator Mike Lee. And Senator Lee, welcome. Good to have you here on the Doug Wright Show.
Thank you very much, Doug. It's good to be with you.
So what happened yesterday? What was going on, to whatever the degree you can tell us, with Reince Priebus and other concerned delegates behind the closed doors?
First of all, I want to say at the outset, Utah was well represented by Enid Mickelson yesterday as she was chairing that committee. It kept occurring to me, you know, she was on her feet for 16 hours straight of committee deliberations, and never once did I see her lose her cool. At every step along the process, I thought she handled it with great aplomb and professionalism. And so I'm grateful to her for her service to the party. But yeah, it was an interesting day. It was a long day. It was a day of a lot of discussion. In the end, not much changed by way of the rules, but the rules have undergone very significant changes just within the last couple of years, and I would add since the last convention. And I'm not sure that they have changed in a good way, but that is what we're left with.
What was the goal when you and others, that have even been described as former Ted Cruz delegate wranglers, what transpired when you were talking with Reince Priebus, and what was the ultimate goal?
So, Doug, what we were trying to do there had really nothing to do with Ted Cruz and relatively little to do with Donald Trump. It had to do with the fact that historically, the whole reason for having a convention has been to allow delegates the opportunity to weigh in on the process. In other words, historically, really up until about 2 years ago, when the rules were changed following the 2012 convention, you had an understanding that delegates had the right to vote their conscience, had the right to vote the way they wanted to for the candidate they wanted to. In other words, you had a two-step process in which someone who wanted to get the Republican nomination to be president of the United States, to run for the White House, had to clear two hurdles. First, they had to win the primary contest, and second, they had to win over the delegates at the convention. You had to have both. Now, we've come to think of the convention almost as a celebratory pep rally for the nominee. But we've come to think of that mostly because for the last 50 years or so, every time someone has won the primary contest, generally speaking, they have won over the delegates just automatically. But historically, the rules have not been that the case, with the exception of 1976 and with the exception of the rules changes that happened following the 2012 convention. Our rules have given the delegates that choice. We were trying to return that so that the delegates still would have that choice. We think the delegates need to have that option as they go into a presidential election cycle, for the simple reason that that's necessary to unite the party. These are activists from around the country, and they need to be able to voice their concerns.
Do you believe that the upcoming convention, which gets underway, will gavel into session on Monday? We'll be doing our first program there on Tuesday, and we look forward to hopefully having you drop by and we can chat about the process. Are you going to be there, Mike?
Yes, I'll be there. Okay. I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. You know, we have some of our delegation not going out. I just wanted to make sure. But do you anticipate that there will be any kind of, you know, in the old days, we used to call them, and you're right. I mean, back in the old days, delegates would go. We weren't certain who would be there. You read some of the early histories, there would be floor fights. There would be all kinds of that, floor fights in a good sense most of the time. Do you anticipate anything happening on the floor, anything kind of out of the norm?
You know, the short answer is I don't know. This is a different kind of convention year than what we've seen in the past. I really don't know, but as I was explaining yesterday to my fellow members of the Rules Committee, many of whom were involved, frankly, in an effort to just shut down, not just shut down this conscience vote amendment, but to shut down really any significant discussion of it. So I explained to them, this is not a set of concerns that will simply disappear. You can't paper over concerns that many delegates have with rules. no matter how many times you reiterate, no matter how many belts and how many suspenders you put in the rules, locking up this nomination for the presumptive nominee, that isn't going to fix the underlying concerns that many people have with the presumptive nominee. And I actually think, and I explained to my fellow members of the Rules Committee, that the best way for us to emerge as a united party would be for Donald Trump to step forward and for Donald Trump to make the case to these delegates as to why they should support him. And I think we would emerge much more united if we did something like that, rather than establishing a set of rules that will turn this convention essentially into an orchestrated, highly choreographed pep rally. And so I think it's a missed opportunity.
It is going to be most interesting. I've attended quite a few conventions now over the years, both Republican and Democrat, and you're right, it has been a celebratory coronation, usually just a celebration of what, you know, everybody already knows or assumes will happen. This one has a little different tone to it, and I look forward to being back there and look forward to chatting more with you. And Mike, if I might just add, just ask a final question. I know that you and I think still Mia Love are the only individuals in our delegation that have not come out, and in some way, even sometimes lackluster, like, well, you know, it's better than Hillary type thing. Do you anticipate, have you gotten any closer to an endorsement or an indicator that ultimately in November you'll vote for Donald Trump?
Look, I've expressed my concerns in the past. They are what they are. They're still there. We'll see what happens. But I can say this, you know, people from around the country, people within the Republican Party, they can be unheard at home, they can be unheard at the office, they can be unheard anywhere. Why are they going to want to come from across the country to attend a national convention where they will be unheard there, too? You know, so much of the focus at that meeting yesterday was about how to grow the party, how to expand the party, how to succeed, how to unify the party. We're not going to do that by silencing people. It's not going to work. I'd love to see this party come together around a nominee, whether it's this nominee or some other. For that to happen, we have to have an open, honest debate and discussion. We have to treat our delegates like adults, just like we do at the Utah convention. I mean, look, people in the state Republican convention in Utah are elected. Sometimes they are elected with the understanding that they're inclined to support this candidate or that, but ultimately the discretion falls with the delegate. Now, the overwhelming majority of the time, people stick with the candidate that they believe they would support when they were chosen. But ultimately, if we're going to have an election, a convention, that convention has to mean something. For it to mean something, it can't all operate according to some foreordained mathematical formula. And so we'll see what happens. I look forward to the coming week and to the convention there. I hope that the presumptive nominee and the delegates and anyone else who's out there who might try to unify them can somehow come together, because that's what our party needs.
Mike, I really look forward to next week as well, and I look forward to a conversation with you when you have time available. We'd love to have you drift by Radio Row, and we'll chat with the folks back here at home, okay?
Thank you very much.